Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you have or had a 401k plan, you may have seen choices known as target date funds. They've become very popular, but our next guest says there is still a lot of confusion about how they are supposed to be used. Bailey Davis is with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia. She's going to help us with this topic. Bailey, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on today, Mike.
First of all, give us a definition of a target date mutual fund.
So a target date fund is a retirement investment. It's designed to adjust over time as you get closer to retirement age. You choose a fund based on your expected retirement year, and then the fund starts out with more stocks to pursue growth, but gradually shifts over to more conservative investments like bonds as that retirement date approaches. So it's kind of designed to be a set it and forget it type of investment.
So do they invest in stock across these different categories, you know, some very aggressive small company, mm-hmm. et cetera, is it just like an index?
It's across the board. So it invests in different asset classes and different geographies. So it's kind of all over the place. It depends on the fund itself, if it's investing in underlying mutual funds versus individual stock positions. So it really depends, but they try to be well diversified is the goal.
Okay, and so I was going to ask you, why these are so popular, but it kind of seems obvious that, you know, it's simplicity, right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. So simplicity, they're built to be essentially easy for investors to use. So instead of having multiple funds in your portfolio and having to go and rebalance every year, the fund does that for you. And compared to hiring a portfolio manager, they tend to also have lower fees, which is a key advantage of these types of investments.
Okay, so walk us through then how these funds actually change as someone moves toward retirement.
It's based off of that age that you pick. So let's say you pick 2045 as your retirement year. So in those early days, it's set towards the stock-heavy portion. And then as you get older, it really depends on the exact fund you have of how quickly it moves into more conservative investments. But once you get to that retirement year, something many people don't realize is that these funds don't actually just stop adjusting. They keep going when you retire. So they'll keep going towards more income-generating, stable investments to preserve cash flow and provide income needs, even after you reach the fund's retirement year.
And so are there any downsides to these investments, or are there things that mm-hmm. we should at least beware of?
Yeah, great question. So not all of these target date funds are created equal, as I mentioned. They can vary in the fees. They can vary in the pace at which they are moving from stocks to bonds. And that's called the glide path. And then the underlying investments vary across the board. So some will become more conservative earlier, while some will take a little bit longer to preserve that growth portion of these funds. But these funds are all built around a single assumption, and that is your age. So it's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all equation for all, because you want to make sure that you're taking into account your savings rate, risk tolerance, or any other investments that you're holding in your portfolio.
All right, and so who would you say is the ideal investor for a target date fund? It sounds like maybe younger people, or could it be any age?
Yeah, they're a great fit for anyone who has a straightforward retirement goal and anyone who prefers that hands-off approach. So if your retirement account is your main source of savings, and if you're not looking to actively manage your portfolio, then these target date funds will offer a simple and pretty effective way to stay invested. But on the flip side, if you have a more complex financial picture, it might be worth working with an advisor to build a more tailored portfolio to meet your specific goals and needs.
All right, Bailey, we have just half a minute left or so. Any final thoughts or takeaways for our listeners today?
So target date funds, they're a powerful tool. But like any investment, you just want to make sure that you understand exactly what you own. That involves, I guess, looking under the hood, checking the fees, looking at the fund strategy, and making sure it all lines up with your specific retirement goals. And then, of course, it's always important to review your plan every few years.
Well, Bailey, thank you so much for sharing today.
Thank you, Mike.
Bailey Davis is with Abacus Planning Group in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.